Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think we're always open for business, particularly as we get close to the trade deadline. We're always buyers. We're always trying to position ourselves to be the best that we can be this year. But that not only applies to the secondary that you asked about. I'm sure that applies to all three phases of the game.
Mike Tomlin, foreshadowing, we're buyers, could add to the defense, and that they do. Kyle Duggar and a 7th-round pick in exchange for a 6th-round pick. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joins us now to discuss. Ray is brought to you by the Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, serving as your home team for over 90 years, LGKG.com. Good morning to you, Ray. How you doing?
Good morning, Adam. I'm doing well.
I'm happy to hear that. I understand that you won't be at the nipple piercing tonight, unfortunately.
No, and Harry said he's going to be there, but he's a little bit squeamish, so I don't know. I don't have any piercings. Is there, like, blood involved? Or
I would imagine that the nipple bleeds. Harry, do nipples bleed? Of course they do.
Nipples bleed, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Of course they bleed, because haven't you ever seen people, now that I'm thinking about it, do a marathon? And they'll be, like, at the 23-mile mark, and they're just bleeding down their shirts because their nipples are chafing. Nobody wanted to respond to that. That's fine. Ray, the Steelers trade for Kyle Duggar. Can he, A, jump on a moving train, and B, how do you think they'll utilize him?
Yeah, well, listen, he's 6'1", 216. He certainly fits that mold of a run-stopping strong safety that they need with Deshaun Elliott out. And it's interesting, I was looking at his turnover production. You know, it was earlier in his career, Adam, but he's got 9 career interceptions. 2 have been returned for touchdowns, and he's got, you know, a few strips, forced fumbles as well. So at one point he was a playmaking safety as well. And it's just interesting how things work around the NFL. You know, we saw Jabril Peppers come here early in the season. He kind of fell out of favor in New England just because Mike Vrabel's there now and he's got a new defense, or he just wants his safeties to play in a different manner. And the same thing happened to Kyle Duggar. Now, Duggar's 29 years old. He's not a young guy, but...
Oh, he's young for them.
Well, yeah. But also, Adam, if you look around that safety room, Chuck Clark was 3 steps behind Tucker Kraft on that touchdown late in the game. Peppers, they haven't used him much. Thornhill is kind of who he is. I mean, I do think Duggar, if he could pick up the defense quickly, is probably going to have a chance to be a starter, because I do think Elliott is going to be out for a while. It's great news that it's not season ending,
yeah,
but I still think he's going to be out for a while.
Peppers played 13 snaps on Sunday night against the Packers. Last year, they bring in Mike Williams at the deadline. He has 9 catches for 135 yards in 8 games, so a smidge over 1 catch a game. They brought in Preston Smith, and he played about 14% of the snaps. Do you think that Duggar's going to play defensively this week? With Peppers, his first action was on special teams. How long do you think it takes, I guess, for him to fold into this thing?
But didn't Peppers in that New England game actually play a lot and he forced a fumble? So maybe it happens. Maybe it happens the following week in Los Angeles. What I do know, Adam, is they have a big need at safety. I don't think like Chuck Clark or Peppers, based on what I've seen in the last 6 weeks or so, I don't know if they're going to trust either of those guys to be full-time starting strong safeties. Now, maybe they divvy up the labor, you know, here on Sunday just because Duggar is new and he's learning the defense. But, I think you'll see a number of different guys in the mix this week. But I do think eventually, as I said, if he could pick up the defense, I think they have designs on him likely being a starter down the road.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joining us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I think the number one thing Deshaun Elliott brings to the table is his violence, the way he comes downhill. He's one of the better box safeties in the NFL. He's instrumental in their run defense. But then secondly, the communication, which isn't good anyway, seems to go to hell in a handbasket with him not out there. Now you're going to throw another safety into the mix. And I wonder how much Jalen Ramsey is going to be playing free safety. And they got a whole bunch of moving parts. And then you take on Shane Steichen. I'm not liking how this is adding up, Ray.
No, if you listen to Mike Tomlin yesterday, he did mention how when you have guys moving around, it does affect the communication. And can Jalen Ramsey do it? Sure, Jalen Ramsey can do it. But do you want to limit just him to playing free safety? Because they have used him in the slot. They have used him in outside. And I don't think that maybe he could call the signals and get everyone lined up if he's in the slot, but that's not traditionally how it works. So, yeah, there's a big void there with Elliott out just in terms of getting those guys lined up right. And let's be honest, Adam, even when Elliott was out there, they weren't getting lined up right.
Right.
All the time.
Exactly right, which is my concern. Ray Fittipaldo joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. So it was reported on Monday night by a couple of national outlets that the Steelers were signing Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Then Tomlin comes out and basically refutes that. Then Jerry Dulac, your colleague, reports yesterday that if the Steelers are getting something done with a wide receiver, it wouldn't happen until next week. What the hell's going on? What's your understanding of this situation, Ray?
Yeah, I think he was released. I don't know if it was with an injury settlement or what happened there, but I think he's still getting over an injury. So I think the plans are likely that he does come. But, Adam, I can tell you when he does come, he's going to jump on the practice squad. They're not just going to sign him to the 53-man roster. So I still think that's a possibility. But, like, if people have visions of MVS, like, stepping in and being a big part of things right away, I don't think – that's going to happen at all. They're going to kind of onboard him with the practice squad. They'll see if he can carve out a niche. If he can, they'll probably activate him. But, he's not going to jump in and play right away whenever, if ever, he does come.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If he does, is that the last move they'll make at wide receiver? Was this a trade for Kyle Duggar the last move you think the Steelers will make before the deadline?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's clear with Elliott's injury, their first priority this week was to get a safety. So I think now Omar can probably concentrate a little bit more on making a deal for a receiver if that is indeed something that they deem necessary. You know, the first half was good against the Packers. They kind of stalled and settled for field goals, as Tomlin mentioned. I actually think they're okay offensively. I think they have a number of weapons. It's not conventional. Like, it's not like, oh, they can line up with three and four wides and be a dangerous team. That's not the way they're built. But if you just look at the scoring and compare them to other teams around the league, they're actually getting it done. You know, they're not even middle of the pack. You know, they're really kind of like a top 12, top 13 scoring offense.
They're 11th in scoring offense right now. Yeah. They're only 0.9 points away, Ray, from being a top 10 scoring offense in the league.
Yeah, so while other teams around the league are maybe doing it like at three and four wide sets, they're different, but they're actually been very productive. So I don't know if it's a front burner issue for them, but you know, Omar, if there's a chance that he can help this team and give away a low draft pick again or a mid-round pick if it's a special player, I think he'll try to do it.
You mentioned the Steelers' unconventional ways on offense. A big part of that has been their extra offensive lineman package. Say Amalu may or may not play this weekend. We'll find out more today and in the coming days at practice. If he can't go, Spencer Anderson's going to play left guard. How do you think that affects their big old offensive line package?
Well, because they only dressed a few extra offensive line, Ryan McCollum performed those duties against the Packers. And I think he's only in there for a few plays.
Yeah.
So you do have McCollum, who's a guard and a center. He can do it. They also have a big guy by the name of Andres Pete, who's got a lot of experience as a starter in this league. And he certainly, if you activate him, if say Amalu was down, he's a big dude and he could certainly perform those duties as well. So I think they're okay. You know, Pete might be up this week. If he is, I would expect him to maybe get those duties. But I think McCollum is a vet too. If they asked him to do it, they'd be just fine too.
Ray Fittipaldo with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Ray, Terrell Austin has come under a ton of fire, including a couple of questions asked of Mike Tomlin about Terrell Austin in the press conference yesterday. And there's all kinds of fighting on social media. You correct me if I'm wrong in this. So Keith Butler came on our station and talked to the PM guys and said he didn't call the defensive plays. He also said the same thing to Jerry Dulac. But it is my understanding that Terrell Austin calls the defensive plays. Is that what's going on?
Listen, Mike has his hands in the defense.
Of course.
I can't sit here and tell you like Mike is calling every single play or that Terrell is calling every single play. But when it comes to the game plan, Mike is deeply involved. And I think when there are got to have it situations in games, Mike is weighing in. So
yeah.
I don't know the breakdown. I'm not privy to the details of how it's being worked out.
And they like it that way. They don't want anybody to know their operation.
Yeah, but I think everyone knows that ever since Dick LeBeau left on, Mike has had a big hand in the defense, and I can tell you that's certainly continuing this season as it always has.
That being said, Terrell Austin still has a big say, no? I mean, he is the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's working under the guidelines that Mike wants him to work under. He's designing things in the manner Mike wants. But yeah, I mean, he's got to put it together. He's got to coach these guys up. I mean, there's only so much Mike can do. But yeah, certainly he's coordinating the defense. And, you know, if you're going to criticize Mike, you certainly have the right to criticize Terrell as well.
Ray, my pap used to say that football's a funny sport with a weird shaped ball. That's about the only thing I think the Steelers have going for them on Sunday, that weird things tend to happen in the NFL. Because I look at the matchup, and as bad as the Steelers rank statistically in pretty much every category on defense, I think it's going to look worse when we're looking at those statistics on Monday. How do they slow down this elite offense that the Colts are bringing to town with a head coach who has always seemed to have Mike Tomlin's number?
Yeah, I mean, they're a juggernaut. Who thought they would have been a juggernaut with Daniel Jones at quarterback? I was looking at the NFL stats yesterday. 33.8 points per game. That's a full 3 points more than any other team in the NFL. They scored 30 or more 6 out of 8 games. So, yeah, the Steelers' defense has to step up, Adam, and maybe they will. But I know one thing. If the Steelers don't score 27, 30, 33 points in this game, they're not going to win, because that Colts offense is going to find a way with Jonathan Taylor, Tyler Warren, Pierce, all those guys. They got some great weapons over there on offense.
Ray, this was wonderful. You're a wonderful man. I'm sorry we won't see you at the nipple piercing, but we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam. See you.
See you, buddy. That is Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate, with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.